the divine ones. That's true. It's
okay. Okay.
But I'm going to vote no because I still want to fix the absences. There's
all those in favor of closing debate on all of the pending minutes.
No, on my motion.
Restate your motion.
Would you like me to read it?
Please.
I move to postpone the approval of the rest of the minutes so that we can move on to other business.
Exactly. That's
the motion.
That's the motion.
Okay.
The other leaning. Second it. Moved and seconded. All those in favor?
Well, the motion right now is to close debate on that.
The motion is to close debate on this motion.
It's close debate.
And it's not debatable.
Okay.
So,
all in favor?
Okay. All those in favor, please raise your hands. One, two, three.
Amazing unanimity.
Okay. All right.
I'm opposed because I still think there's corrections needed, but
that's okay.
Okay, the motion carries.
Okay.
Close debate.
You are now voting immediately on whatever her motion was.
Okay, please restate the motion one last time.
I move to postpone the approval of the rest of the minutes so that we can move on to other business.
Does this require a majority? This requires a majority vote. All those in favor, please raise your
hand. The other minutes, that is so general.
Then vote.
Everything
if
else
you're,
the rest of minutes.
Debate is closed.
Yeah,
all those in favor of closing debate.
We need
postponing.
No. You are that already
that
passed. You're voting now on the motion.
To postpone the approval of all the other minutes, please raise your hands. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. All those opposed, please raise your hands. One, two, three, four, five,
six.
So,
what?
I saw three there. One, two, three, hit.
Let's take one more count. All those in favor of closing?
No. Postponing.
Postponing.
Consideration
of this, the December 7th,
no,
and
no,
all
no,
the others as well. All those in favor.
Let the secretary read it.
Deb, would you please read the motion one more time?
I move to postpone the approval of the rest of the minutes so that we can move on to other business.
That's what's on the floor.
All those in favor, please raise your hands. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Okay. All those opposed? The motion passes. Okay, now we can. Okay,
I'd like
so
to make a motion.
No.
Okay.
You have the vote on that.
Is it
on the agenda tonight?
Yes, it is.
We started at 8:44.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
We
don't need to be open.
Yes. Would you please go?
Yes.
I'll do it because I got to run down the hall.
Okay.
Let's see. We didn't really need to go to executive session this week.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Who brought them anyway?
They're really good.
You got to keep the energy level out.
I was going to say, I can test them, but for example, these two, do you want to eat the rest of this one for me? Please?
Okay, if you'll make me.
I don't want to shut away. Teresa will have
to.
Teresa will have to get if I
waste. Treasurer's report. Roman number five.
Eight honey sweets.
Okay, Ned, can you keep your report brief?
Please wait.
We have a time limit on it, please.
How many minutes would you like it to be?
10.
Can you keep this to 10 minutes?
Absolutely.
Okay. The floor is yours.
Okay.
I'm going to let you know when 5 minutes are up and then 5 minutes for questions. Okay. With a limit of 1 minute for questions and 1 minute for answers. Go.
He's straight to the point. All right. Everybody should have my written report.
Yes, we do.
From last week, the only things I have to add to it are two things. One, I wanted to let everybody know that as of this morning, the current fund drive had raised pledges of $58,555. Also wanted to give you an update on the National Finance Committee, which had a meeting last night. Unfortunately, I missed the beginning of it because I was under the mistaken belief that it had been canceled. But the important business I was there for, which is the SCA credit. If you don't know what an SCA credit is, what it basically comes down to is our antenna is used by other people for portions of the spectrum that we don't use, and they pay us rent for it. In the past, that rent has gone directly to Pacifica, and we have not been given any credit for it back. Instead, it reduces the central services allocations for all the stations equally. PNB has directed that going forward at some point, that the stations that produce that income will get that income credited back against their central services allocations. Last night, the committee discussed that but could not come to an agreement on how to move that forward. So that's the only update that I have there, is that that is an ongoing thing being discussed. So, any questions?
Okay, does anyone? Can you raise your hands if you have a question? Adriana, and then Jerry. And you have 1 minute.
I mean, you agree on the KPFT. You, especially me as a PNB member in the National Finance Committee, we agree that the money should be credited to our station.
Right.
That's
not both voted for the motion.
That was exactly. But my question is about, did you have any new information? Because the controller told us yesterday night that KPFT owed more than $83,000 in central services.
$82,000.
More than $83,000.
I did not hear that number. I
have the information there. Do you know if it, what, because we are in fund drive, we were last month, and we are not paying central services since, I think that is May.
We made a payment.
The only information I have is what Dwayne Bradley said at the last meeting when he was here, where he said that we were paying our current month's assessment. It's the only information I have. But he did say at that time that we're behind at least $60,000, which is what I have in my report. So Nick, we are clearly behind.
Jerry Lynch says 1 minute for a question, okay, 1 minute for an answer.
Perhaps that back and forth answer to my question was the KPFT going to benefit more from that than other stations? Or which stations are going to benefit the most from that change?
You know, I don't know which stations will benefit the most, but we will benefit,
I can say,
from that change.
That's not my question.
Okay. Hank.
After years of me asking this, is there any handle on the total amount of debt Pacifica has?
I do not have that information.
Okay. I'm just wondering if they'll ever get around to that.
Robert? Did you have your hand up?
I've heard allegations. This is not connected to central services fees or PIPFAS, but I heard that the transfer of funds were diverted to pay health insurance premiums. And at a minimum, I would like to request that be looked into if that there's been no determination on that. And how that money was used and maintained.
KPFT, you're asking if KPFT transmitter funds were diverted to pay for health care costs at KPFT?
Yeah.
I don't have the answer to that, but I will look into it.
Okay, does anybody else have any questions? Bill.
I just more of a comment, and thank you, by the way, for the written report, Nick. One more point out, at the bottom of the page and at the beginning of the top of the next page on his report, if you have it from last week, is that he points out that the goal for this fund drive is just $200,000. That's probably only going to get us until March. So this is January is a terrible time for a fund drive because everybody's paying their Christmas bills. That's why we like to avoid it. But our cash flow basically forced us into doing a fund drive now. But so either we're going to have another fund drive in March, or hopefully we can get some maybe major donor income or some other kind of revenue, we should be thinking about that. We need to get going on it right away, because ideally we shouldn't have to have another fund drive till May.
Bill, is this a question?
No.
Casey?
I'm not sure if this question makes sense, but the PNB approved our budget. Does our budget include paying back the central fund payments?
Yes. Yes and no. But for clarity, the PNB has not approved our budget. The National Finance Committee has recommended to the PNB that they approve the budget.
Okay.
That action is still pending. The budget is not necessarily a cash flow document. It's a planning document for the year of revenues and expenses. So it doesn't necessarily include getting caught up on our past arrears. Does that make sense?
Should it?
No.
No, it can't.
Okay.
We have one more question. I want to move this agenda forward. Okay, Robert.
Only just a few minutes ago, I received an email where somebody seems to be formulating a fund drive to raise funds to pay for the present and future audits. Were you aware of that and whether payments to central services funds by the five stations were included in those formulations and considerations?
I'm not aware of that. Our central services funds are necessary to pay for the audits. So since we want the audits to get done, it's important that we help the station find a way for the station to get caught up. And, obviously to get the other stations caught up as well.
Okay, we are at Roman numeral 5, and we've covered the status of the KPFT budget.
There was another question, Jeff.
I'll allow one more question, and this will be the end of this. Except that we need to establish a convener, I guess, of the Budget and Finance Committee.
I'm going to continue with the question. Do you have a report on the 2014 audit? They claim that it's ready to go. Do you know if it's paid for, or is it still just out there in the ether like it's been for years?
I don't have any update on that. It hasn't been discussed during the National Finance Committee.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
That is posted in the KPFT website. It was approved by the AR. It was approved by the PMB, and we asked, the executive director asked, and the PMB asked our ITs to post it there. And I believe that should be posted.
I checked for today, thinking that it would be on there, and it is.
Can I clarify?
Hold on a second, folks. We're at 5B, the next meeting
Can I clarify that? We don't have a time limit on this. I'll just be really quick. The PNB, as Adriana says, the PNB did approve the draft budget, FY14, but there was still a little issue about paying them the rest of the money until they would release it without the word draft on it. I don't think that's happened yet.
Listen, this dialogue, what I want to try to do is to convene
the five other people speak twice.
We said we were going to limit this to 10 minutes. What I want to do is get this all addressed in the Budget and Finance Committee meeting. I am wondering if there are protocols for who is the convener of the Budget and Finance Committee. Adriana, do you have a...
I think that normally what we do, and I think that could be a motion, or it's up to you, but the Finance Committee, the NSB Treasurer, should be the convener.
Okay. I am assuming that is the case. Is there any objection? And then setting the time for the next meeting of the Budget and the Finance Committee.
This is up to the convener, right?
Right.
Okay.
Is there any objection to Nick being the convener of the Budget and Finance Committee? Seeing none, can you, before the end of the meeting tonight, set a time for the meeting of the Budget and Finance Committee?
It needs to be at least a week out, correct?
Yes. Yes.
I can do that.
Okay, so you'll let me know before the end of the meeting?
Okay. Can you just notify?
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, just remember, you need to check the Pacifica calendar to see if there's any other meetings that may be conflicting with.
We are at Roman numeral 11. The general manager's report.
Right.
If you are interim general manager, if you do not wish to speak tonight, I would understand that.
Why is that?
Okay. Elaine Duncan, roll number 12. It looks here like an XII.
It's a VII.
Okay. I see it two different ways. Okay, VII. Elaine, thank
okay.
you.
I move that KPFT Local Station Board create a special rule and establish a coordinating committee made up of the chair, vice chair, secretary, treasurer, and the KPFT PNB directors, as well as management from KPFT serving in an ex officio, however you say it, in non-voting capacity. A quorum shall consist of 5 of the 7 members. This committee shall meet at least one time between KPFT LSB meetings and at least 10 days before the upcoming LSB meeting. The coordinating committee meetings, unless approved by the LSB, shall be properly announced and open. The coordination committee shall have no authority to approve anything. The sole function will be to organize all the materials and motions presented for the upcoming agenda. LSB members shall have full privileges to participate in discussions. Thank you.
It's been moved and seconded. Elaine, do you wish to advance your motion?
Just to say that the object is to prepare everything so when you walk in here at the next meeting, you have everything we're going to discuss. You'll know what it is. We should be able to have it reviewed, ready to go, and hopefully be out by 9 o'clock after our first meeting.
Is there any objection to this motion? Seeing none.
I have a request for information.
What is your request?
As it's worded, does this abandon the previous motion's language that this committee sit down with management to just have a general discussion about what's going on at the station? Because this limits it to just preparing for the next meeting.
It's a separate deal.
What is
not
your...
to you. I object to the idea of this.
Can I get an answer?
I'm sorry. I'll call you.
I don't know about
that motion.
I didn't do that motion. Oh. This is the only one I've had.
Who made that?
Elaine.
This one. Where'd you come from?
There is no other motion, and
I just rewrote it.
Something I proposed earlier has been withdrawn.
Okay, I just want to be clear.
Do you have a copy for me?
Hank?
I'd call the question.
There's no need. There's nobody else debating.
Thank you.
Is there any objection to this motion?
I object.
Okay, we'll take a vote. All those in favor?
No,
you're not going to let her say her objection?
Okay. I am opposed to doing this because, especially asking the PNB members to be on there. PNB members are already going to have to be doing their LSB work, committee work, plus their PNB work. But my main reason is I don't want to have two meetings. The way these meetings have been going, I just got a bad taste in my mouth, and I don't want any extra meetings.
It's not forced on an individual.
Right.
KC.
Brenda, would you like to amend the motion to take out the PNB members?
I'm fine with that. Yes, I would.
I'm just suggesting.
I would accept that as a friendly, just whatever. I think you'll know what I'm getting at. I don't want to participate in the meeting.
Then don't.
Don't do it. Why do you want it?
Wait, hold on. We're having discussion. Adriana, would you like to speak to this as a PNB member?
The motion doesn't say that we must.
No.
It said that we, if we have the time, if we can, and we can go. That's it.
Yeah.
I mean, we can decide that we have other obligations and we don't need to go. The reality of this motion is the same thing that happened in the PNB. When the coordinating committee you know, it's sort of back and forth, like Elaine said. It's organizing the agenda. The agenda is always a draft agenda, and it's up to the members at the beginning of the meeting to change it. But it's kind of organizing. Then the officers know what they are talking about. And the PMB, if they need to add something, or the general manager, will be a friendly discussion.
Exactly.
I think that that's the only reason. But we can choose, every one of these people can choose not to go.
Exactly.
It's not an obligation.
Okay. Anisha.
Well, there is a small line in there. It's the coordinating committee has no authority to approve.
Exactly.
So there might be a problem with that down the road.
Then we'd have to amend it.
The coordinating committee it says we all wear purple hats on that day, and we don't have a purple hat, or we don't want to wear a purple hat. You know, I mean, I think it's arbitrary to put this in.
Yeah, we can't tell you to do that. Can you make a suggestion?
Yep. Hank, I speak in support of the motion because as long as they don't have any deciding authority and all they're doing is making sure the materials are ready and available for the meeting so that people can all have everything the same for everyone,
right.
Nothing withheld or held up over here or over there and everything, I support it. Okay. Is there any other objection to this motion? Bob?
Well, Part A is not an objection, but is this not probably intended to take some pressure off the chair in preparation for these meetings? And what I was going to start to say is two lines in there about halfway down. It says the coordinating committee meetings, unless approved by the LSB, shall be properly announced and open. What does that mean?
It means I have to post it a week ahead and anybody's allowed to come.
As you see it, the order of this will be that you post it, the LSB approves it, then it gets posted.
No,
it's posted, and everybody can come.
It's a public meeting.
Yeah, it's a public meeting.
Okay. Does that answer? I'd really stumble over it, unless approved by the LSB.
We were in a meeting tonight and you guys decided that we needed to have something extra, and in order to do that extra, I needed the board's approval, or the committee needed the board's approval, and you gave us approval at a meeting to do something out of the board.
Then I think the word approve would look more accurately criticized is a strong word, but along those lines, as though something could be needed to be added or omitted or amended, is what you're suggesting.
What if you just eliminated it unless approved by the LSB? I understand what meaning that is.
Is there any objection to removing that small phrase?
I object, because what it says is at least 10 days before, unless approved by the LSB. In other words, if you had to have it 5 days before, we could email around, make sure everybody agrees with it, and say, go ahead, 5 days is fine.
Exactly.
But otherwise, it's got to be posted 10 days in advance. That's the exception.
Okay, so we'll leave it in. Are you satisfied? I think it needs a little work. There were two of these I had to bring up, and the last one is the last line.
Worried about
the LSB members shall have full privileges to participate in discussions. In discussions, what is that pertaining to? Is that
the
going
meeting.
Back again to what you're talking about?
No, but it's just on the subject matter.
About changing when it would be finalized, 5 or 10 days out?
No.
What does discussions mean?
That you could come to the meeting and discuss with us.
Okay, the coordinating committee meeting discussion.
You could come and attend.
Does that mean that the public, even though they're invited, does not have the right to comment? I mean, I don't.
They can be part of the discussion. They can comment.
Okay, so everybody can comment.
It's just to make sure everybody knew they could.
You don't have any authority.
Chair, I would just like to address the concern that Robert has. If you delete that sentence, we're creating a special committee And we have said that the committee shall have no authority to approve anything. The sole function will be to organize the materials and motions presented on the upcoming agenda. This, like any other rule, could be suspended by the LSB. So you don't even need to say that.
Yeah.
Well, you could just take it out, and then it won't create, you know, somebody's confused by what it means.
Do you have an amendment?
I would amend that we take out the sentence, the coordinating committee meetings, comma, unless approved by the LSB, comma, shall be properly announced. No.
It's the 10-day announcement that's at issue with this sentence, rather than a one-week announcement.
Take out just unless approved by the LSB, saying the committee meeting shall be properly announced and open, which I think is consistent with other
policies.
The 10 days is another part of the thing.
But what does properly mean
there? It means that there should be a notice posted in accordance with all of our other rules about posting a meeting notice.
Hey, folks, let me just say that.
I'm not trying to belittle this.
Well, we got a lot more important stuff to do.
I just want y'all to know, I'm not trying to beat this thing.
May I talk about
Well, let me ask, is there any objection to taking out the phrase unless approved by the LSB?
No, the coordinating committee meeting, unless approved by the LSB, shall be properly announced and open. It's a redundance, like he said, because all
So we're going to take that out.
My motion is to take out what you said.
Right. Is there any objection to that?
By the LSB
Are you leaving?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I have a point of information before we move forward? If this committee is formed, you named yourself, the PNB directors, and the officers. Is our attendance going to, like,
no.
Am I going to be counted absent?
No, if we have quorum, we do it or we don't.
Good, then I'm not talking or discussing.
That's a good question, though.
Just got to make sure I'm
on it. Is there any objection? We've taken no objection to taking out the unless approved by the LSB. Is there any objection to the document as it has been amended? Hearing none, the committee has been formed. Now, we are at, I guess it is Roman numeral 8. Okay, Anti-Racism and Diversity Committee. As you all probably know, I was the chair of that body. We have a Kelly, Venetia Kelly. Venetia Kelly has agreed to be the convener of that committee. Is there any objection? Thank you. None.
Wait a minute. Who's the chair?
Venetia V-O-N-E-T-T-A Kelly.
Vanetta Kelly is associated with the prison show. She
Robert, I'm trying to get through the agenda.
That's all I have to say.
Thank you.
Yes.
Okay, Development Committee. Jaime, you have indicated an interest in serving as the... These are only for about 2 months to be the convener. Okay, is there any objection to Jaime Rodriguez from being the convener of the Development Committee? Hearing no objection. Okay, Facilities Management and Planning. That committee has been ongoing with the able direction of Bill Crozier. What is her
name? It's Kelly Bourgeois, that's been the chair for several years.
Do you think she would be the appropriate person to remain?
Yeah, she's fine.
Okay,
Kelly. She sends out minutes and meeting notices. And
yes.
Deb, do you need the spelling of her name? Deb, do you need the spelling of any of these names?
No.
Okay.
I wrote it down.
Okay. Governance Committee. Is there anyone here who has an interest in serving as the
PK?
Governance. Any objection? Hearing and seeing none.
Who did that? PK.
PK.
Okay.
PK. Governance.
PK. Oh, excellent.
Okay. For the next 2 months, it is my recommendation that Venetia Patel, who has been the chair of Management Selection and Review, serve in a transition role to be the convener of management selection and review.
Point of order.
Object. Our Standing Rule said that the management and selection review committee and the two fiduciary committees,
right,
the only members are the LSV members.
Right, but we have the treasurer is not an LSV member,
and
he is the convener of that committee.
She's
not going to be a voting member of the committee. She is only going to be there as a person to get the committee up and running, and then she will no longer be able to serve on that committee.
No.
Okay.
I'll volunteer to convene that committee to appoint a chair. Okay. I don't want to be the chair of the committee, but I'll get the meeting going.
Let's debate this, Adriana.
Well, the convener is just to, if I understand our bylaws and our rules, the convener is there to conduct, to organize the first meetings, and then after a series of meetings, the committee decides their own chair by the vote of the committee. Mm-hmm. But it's not in the first committee, in the first meeting. I mean, the convener need to establish the meetings, and then after the few meetings, the chair will be elected. No, the convener need to be ready to be kind of chair pro tem or convener.
I understand.
What.
Okay. Yeah, I don't want to be the chair, but I
permanently.
They objected to Venetia, so I volunteered. Okay. I don't want to chair.
Okay. Bill, what is your comment?
You know, I'm not trying to get personal injections, but I had a problem last year. I was trying to be on the MSRC all year long.
Excuse me.
I missed the first meeting, and per
hold
the standing rules. Okay.
Jerry, can you guys? I'll call on you, but I want you to talk to the room. Bill.
And then per the standing rules, that we, you know, have to, then I had to attend three consecutive meetings, and I never got meeting notices. I don't think ever, at least I know they're called for a whole month. I didn't get draft minutes. I attended many of the meetings. I missed a few. Well, it's just a fact, and so I think.
Ryan,
I would rather we had somebody else convene it.
Rather than Rhonda?
No. Rather than Venetia last year.
Let me bring this to a vote. We have Rhonda Garner and we have Venetia Patel. Jerry Lynch.
Yeah, it's nothing personal against Rhonda, but I feel that it's a conflict of interest for as her being a staff member to be a management selection review.
Both of them are staff members.
Yes.
Yeah, Venetia's a staff member.
I thought she was a programmer.
No, that's a staff member.
Is she a paid employee?
She's not a paid employee.
No.
Sure. Maybe if I'm wrong, but the managed selection and review is primarily concerned. Are they concerned with volunteers also, or
No.
I mean, just with paid staff, right?
Yeah, just two staff.
The manager.
Hey, folks, we're starting to have crosstalks.
Okay, Jaime.
So I have a master's degree in human resource management, and I would offer myself to be the convener of this committee also, just to get it rolling.
Second.
Well, now we have. Jaime and Venetia are up for a verge.
Venetia cannot serve. So as with a PK who was not allowed to run for the PNB because it's prohibited, Venetia cannot serve.
As a member of the committee, just as our treasurer cannot serve as,
he's an officer, though.
He's not a member of this body. So I'm making that distinction, and this is only for two meetings.
The chair.
If you have somebody who will convene it,
Robert,
why do you insist on somebody else who's not here?
Are we saying that paid staff members cannot be conveners in or be members of that committee?
No.
I would like to nominate Bob and Modad to be convener of the committee.
He's not an LSB member.
He needs
to be
an
LSB member.
No, not if Venetia can be a convener.
No.
Well,
we just said Venetia can.
You call it transition.
Yeah.
Okay. We have, my understanding is we have Jaime as a candidate, we have Bobby Modad as a candidate, and we have Venetia Patel.
No.
How many of you agree with the opinion that neither Bobby nor Venetia can be the convener of this committee? By a show of hands. Cannot be. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay. Then whatever the word is.
Congratulations.
By default.
Thank you.
Jaime, you will be the convener of management selection review. Outreach. Do we have someone who would like to serve as the convener of the outreach committee?
Is that
I want to propose, I think that Alexandra Carter was working really, Piqueja was really governance. Alexandra Carter was working with outreach.
Let me just tell you that I reached out to her to do this, and she said
outreach?
She did not. Yes, and she said she did not want to be.
Casey.
Outreach committee. Who here are members? Who are participating members of the outreach committee?
Venetia.
And Hank was the chair last
year. This is not one of those fiduciary committees.
Yeah. Okay.
Hank chaired it last year.
Venetia, are you interested in serving as the convener of this committee?
Yes, you do.
Just for a month or two.
I will place myself as convener because I've been to meetings since October.
I'd like you to assist her.
Absolutely.
Okay. Venetia, did I hear it okay?
Yes.
Everything after that was irrelevant. Venetia, yes? I heard it okay. Was that?
Okay, that's fine.
Okay. Okay.
Be the convener. We already got one.
We're moving to programming. Is this the program council?
No.
What is the programming committee?
We don't have one.
The one that we are trying to form.
What's the program council?
This is the program council. And it is in a state of development. I would like to suggest that George Ryder, is there any objection to the person?
I nominated myself.
Cliff Smith? I'm suggesting George Ryder. Do we want to bring this to a vote?
Why do we even have this? We're going to have a program council.
This is the program council.
Oh, this is the program council.
Yeah.
He's just changing it. He's absorbing
this. This is just a. We're going to have elected members, but maybe we should just pass on this one completely for now, because until the people are elected to it.
Mr. Chair, if I don't mistake, we have the minutes that we approved before that we were elected deacon. Wasn't that part of that?
Except for we postponed voting on those minutes.
No, we approved
it. Adriana, hold on a second. Everyone. I want to ask a question. I tried I spoke with Dwayne Lark, who was assigned the task of posting notes in the programmers' boxes. Did those of you who are programmers here, did you receive those announcements? They were supposed, Dwayne hoped that that Tony Cox would put them in the boxes. Was that done?
No, and you shouldn't wait for Tony Cox to do it.
And what was it?
So the programmers have not. I will take it upon myself to get notices placed in the programmers' boxes And we will elect people at next month's meeting.
Point of order on that. There's an immediate contradiction.
You're going to hire people
in that, HD does not have mailboxes.
Who does not have mailboxes?
HD programmers.
Okay, well, I'll meet with you to figure out how we can get that.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
State your point.
We just approved the minutes of November 3rd, in which you can read here, nomination for five LSB members of interim permanent council. All of us were there. We just approved. Dick Conklin, Deborah Sharto, Adriana, Gerald Lynch, and Don Cook.
Okay.
We just approved it.
Okay. But you know what? It's not in tonight's agenda as far as I can tell. I haven't looked to the next page, but this is going to be very time-consuming, and so I'm going to skip programming for now, and we are going to go to technology, if in fact that is a committee. Do we have?
Well, you know, it's effectively part of the building committee. It hasn't existed as a separate committee for I don't know how many years.
Okay, well, so we need to amend our bylaws to...
Well, it's not in the bylaws.
Point of
Conklin, that he just left, he was, in 2014, he was elected the chair of the technology that was changed to a task force. After we have the three meetings, task force for technology... wasn't anymore, and the PNB doesn't have that committee anymore.
Okay,
that's the national one.
We'll skip the technology, and then we have the Committee of Inclusion. Do we have?
Chair.
Yes.
The Committee of Inclusion, if I may,
is demanded by the bylaws.
Is demanded by the bylaw, but we need to wait. The PNB normally because the Committee of Inclusion belongs to the PMB, the National
Office.
May I finish, sir?
No, sir. You may not.
Because you're saying something that is
all not correct. I want to do is find out if we have a convener for the Committee of Inclusion.
I'm the chair of last year.
Okay,
sir.
Then you will be the convener.
But may I explain something before, if you don't mind?
Sure.
That the chair is being elected by the PMB, and the LSV elect three members to that committee, and then those four members meet and they can by majority elect other members to the Committee of Inclusion.
May I request that you bring a short summary of that for each member, and we will address that as part of
the bylaws.
Month's meeting.
The only one.
We are now to Roman numeral 9.
Rhonda has her hand up.
What purpose?
I would like to make a motion to move the Anti-Racism and Diversity Committee into the Committee of Inclusion. Merge those two committees.
That is not on tonight's agenda, and it's not appropriate for tonight. So that motion is out of order.
Thank you.
Let me just go to Roman number 9. I want to get through this.
I have a simple question. Are we going to permanently ignore technology?
No, we're not permanently doing anything. Okay, we'll talk. So, reestablishment of the Community Advisory Board. Does anybody have any thoughts on how we can address this problem? Robert.
Request for information.
Just talk.
Is there not a Community Advisory Board right now?
We have not received reports from that body for an interminable amount of time.
Who is the last chair?
Point of information, it's Marianne Martinez, and I did notice that she has a meeting scheduled for, it's on KPFTX, I think there's a meeting scheduled for January 21st.
Is there anyone here who will attend that meeting?
No.
What date is it?
It's
the 21st.
A member of the
Check
out, that's the date that everything is going on.
Can't be on the cab.
So you can go to the meeting, no?
I want
and the LSB is the one that approved membership. I read the last minute. I have the copies of all of that. Some of those members
Saturday,
never were approved by the LSB.
Okay. So, With that in mind, do you have a suggestion?
Doing something, yeah.
We need to establish a community advisory board, but we need to make the LSP to select the members, to approve the members like is in the...
Do you have an alternative suggestion?
I think we should allow them to meet on the 21st. Somebody, probably you, ought to reach out to Marianne Martinez and tell them we need their recommendations for our approval after their meeting of membership.
All right.
I would like to...
That's a motion, I'll second it.
Well, I'm not going to do it, but I would love to have one other member of this body reach out to her. A member of the body, not a non-member.
I'm in a fairly good relationship with Marianne, and I could make that meeting.
Okay.
I've spoken to Marianne as recently as a week. Frankly... Do you want me to speak about it?
How about Rhonda and Robert both meeting with the committee and getting them or you to report back in February? Okay, is there any objection to that?
No.
Okay, Deb, you got that as part of the record? Thank you very much. Okay, well, we are now at Roman numeral 10, new business, but Hank Lamb has a motion. Does somebody else want to assume motion number one from Hank Lamb?
So I think it's moot.
It's moot? Then let's move on to number two.
Sorry,
where are we?
Yeah, we need to vote on it. No, it's moot. Yeah, I agree that it's moot, but
is there any objection to assuming that number one under 10 is moot?
Can you read it for the record?
I move that the KPFT LSP remove Cliff Smith for excessive unexcused absences, and that any previous decisions in his regard be vacated.
What that means? Can anybody explain what that means?
Because it sounds like a motion.
I would like to make a motion to postpone this item until the next meeting when Hank Lamb is present.
We already
said that it was a motion. Rhonda, your motion dies for lack of a second.
I'll second.
Well,
didn't we already have a parliamentary ruling that you can't go back and undo things like this?
In the same meeting? I mean, you can make a motion to nullify with the LSP vote on it.
I don't think it's completely moot. Because of the question that the decision in this regard be vacated, which would include everything we did tonight. Sounds like a motion to rescind to me.
Yeah,
not a motion to rescind because this was before we vote tonight.
So?
I would like to defer this matter to the committee we just formed, coordinating committee, where we will explore this matter and come back to the body with our understanding of what is within our purview, and if there's three unexcused absences, our hands are tied, as Robert Mark, I think, stated earlier this evening. Yeah, you miss three, you're out, unless they're excused.
Mr. Chair, there's a motion there on the floor that just Rhonda did and Robert second to postpone. I'm against because I think that they say this morning we should vote. I mean, the chair
should
follow
a motion to postpone is not debatable,
exactly.
And no, we go to immediate vote. All those in favor.
Excuse me, Mr. Chair, point of order. Don't you have the authority to refer a motion to a committee, Mr. Chair?
No, but postponing it will have that effect because we will take it up in the coordinating committee.
Trying to save time.
So all those in favor of postponing a role
number... Ted, it's within your discretion. It's one of the few powers you have. You ought to exercise.
I choose to let the body decide. All those in favor of postponing Roman numeral X1, please raise your hands. Postponement. No one wants to postpone this? One. Can you raise your hands high if you're in favor of this?
So we don't have to spend another 30 minutes discussing it.
Two.
No.
Three. Four. Five. Six. What is it? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Okay, all those opposed in postponing this. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. It's a tie. I am going to vote to postpone this, and it will go to the coordinating committee.
I move that we adjourn. It's 10 o'clock, 9:59.
Is there any objection to adjourning this meeting? And this, all that is in new business will be brought up under old business or unfinished business at our next meeting, assuming we can get that far.
Would it be possible?
Okay, wait.
Has the coordinating committee in effect now?
Yes.
So who do we channel our information?
Me. Okay. Listen, one last thing. Roman numeral... this isn't an announcement. This isn't an announcement, and I can do that before we adjourn, and then we will adjourn. And that is that we have had, historically, LSB reports to the community.
Yes.
We normally do it on the last Friday of the month. I would like to know if I have 3 volunteers to serve and inform the community of what we are doing for the last Friday of January from 8 to 9 a.m. I see Deb Shapto as one.
Deb, we're in fund drive then.
No, not...
Yes, we are. January 27th is the last day of fund drive.
27, I think.
And what day of the week is that?
It's a Friday.
Yeah, that's Friday.
Okay, well, either that day or the first Friday in February. Either way. Deb was willing to do it on either of those two dates. Is that correct?
Yes. February 3rd.
Or February 3rd. Either the 27th or the 3rd. I can see it as a part of the fund drive. But we'll have to work that out with management. Is there anybody else who is willing to participate on that day? Just Deb?
Come on.
Either the 27th of January or the 3rd of February from 8 to 9 in the morning.
We could have you in the morning.
We'll work it out with management.
The 27th, then we can.
The 27th is the last day.
It's possible.
Unless it gets extended.
Pitch at the same time. Is there anybody else who's willing to do it on the 3rd of February?
Doing what? Got me confused.
Appear on the radio. Local station board report to the community. Okay, Adriana.
Deb.
Bob.
And Deb.
I suggest Nick, if he's willing.
That'd be great.
Oh.
We need LSB members.
Robert Gardner and myself. Okay.
Did I see your hand, Bob?
New on
did I see your hand? Yes.
Robert Gardner.
Okay. Are you agreeing to be on that program? Yes.
Okay, so it is Deb, Adriana, Robert, and myself.
Okay. Point of personal privilege.
State your point.
I would ask that the conveners of these committee meetings, before you schedule a meeting, reach out to the membership and try and find dates that will allow people to come if they so choose.
That's not a point of personal privilege, but I will add to that you reach out to the community, try to get these things announced on the air of KPFT, which has not happened in the past, and that you try... and Nancy Saibara understands this, and hopefully it will be resolved very soon. But use the radio station, use the conference room at the radio station for your meetings. Okay? With that said, are there any other announcements?
Please sign up to use that room when you
We will see you on the second Wednesday in February. What's the date? February the 8th. Thank you all.
Put second Wednesday on your calendar for the rest of the year. That's the normal date.